how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educated, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, we are, and thank you, everyone, for joining us on this Monday night, this Thanksgiving week, and we will be here with you Monday through Wednesday, not Thursday, but Wednesday, each of the next two nights following tonight with interesting programming, I hope. Hope you'll join us and you'll get aboard and listen and participate. Now, tonight, in the first hour, I want to spend a little bit of time, a few minutes, with someone who was here once before, and she is very knowledgeable in the field of nutritional answers to disease, and a company that she has been involved with and has advertised here on the program is Uri International, and our guest is none other than Barbara Mulgrum, who is a representative of Uri. Hello, Barbara.
Hi there. Good evening.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
I see you sound prep and prime, and you've been taking all of your nutrition because you sound very energetic tonight.
Definitely.
Very good, Barbara. It's good to have you back. And we invited you here to talk a little bit about the company, the product, and nutrition and in specifics. But also, later on, we're going to throw a little bit of an interesting teaser to our audience, because we're going to let them know that there is something coming that is major news in the field of nutrition with a whole new product, new company, and there's some opportunity not only to get very well and get involved in some deep stem issues in the body, but also for people to find out about making some extra money as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But main thing is I wanted to welcome you aboard and bring you back, because last time you were here, you certainly engendered a lot of interest in the whole subject of nutrition and vitamin and mineral and other things like natural berries, all of the things that go into URI products, URI. So I thought you'd be happy to tell us a little bit more about what has been going on in that field, especially now that we have so many different things at this time of year affecting us, the so-called flu season. And,
right,
of course, the greatest of all is the so-called bird flu.
Yes, well, we do have a URI International has a very strong immune enhancement product,
mm-hmm,
that will ward off all types of flus, colds, and including the bird flu. It's very powerful. It has about 8 different very, very strong herbs and antioxidants that is going to keep your immune system high and help kill any viruses or bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to continue to tell you about information I'd like to share on URI, basically, to give you a little background.
All right, we got a break coming up right now, Barbara. So hold that introduction,
yes,
for when we come back. Give us a complete rundown. Then we'll talk a little bit about these flus and viruses and how the product actually helps prevent the infection of these flus. So we'll do that. And we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Barbara Mulgrum, our guest, URI International. I'm Rick Adams. URI International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio with you tonight on RBNLive.com. Barbara Mulgram is my guest. Barbara is a representative of Uri International. Barbara, go ahead. Start at the beginning for our listeners. Tell us about this company, this venture for you, and what it's all about.
Well, I'd really like to begin with a few questions. Mm-hmm. Who do you really trust with your health? The FDA, the FTC, the pharmaceutical industry, or maybe the physicians dispensing drugs and surgery, or the insurance companies?
How about if I said none of the above?
Right. Most likely you never asked yourself this question in quite these terms, but isn't it time you did?
Mm-hmm.
We live in the most prosperous nation on earth, but we really rank near the bottom in terms of longevity and overall health. Why is that? What's wrong? The war on cancer has eaten up billions of dollars over 30 years of research. Mm-hmm. How are we doing? Every day we read about younger and younger people being diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and much more. Well, most of us know that and justify why we aren't doing it because we don't have the land or expertise to grow our food, nor do we have the time to search out stores offering this premium quality of fresh food fare, and much less the time to wash, prepare, and serve these foods on a daily basis. So Uri International has come up with several products that are just wonderful to solve that problem. One is, of course, is our Beyond Berry product, with ingredients from South America and China, 15 different organic berries that supply more antioxidant-rich fruits and berry concentrates than any other fruit or berry supplement on the market. It's preservative-free, not pasteurized, and it gives you 15 nutrients, dense foods, and berries. In addition, we have a complete food with 22 organic vegetables, 20 fruits and veggies, organic minerals, and just wonderful ingredients. And those are just two of the many, many products we have. We even have something you might have heard about from other companies. It's something with an amazing product from South Africa called Kudia Gordoni. And basically, it's in our Super Trim product. And what Hoodia does is affect the brain. It tells the brain that the body is fully nourished, which is why Hoodia is used as an appetite suppressant. But what Hoodia also does is make you feel happy, giving you energy, and it's antidepressant. You lose weight. It controls your appetite and even enhances your libido, which, you know, as you get older, you think is gone. But use some Super Trim, and they give you a lot for your money. It's fairly inexpensive, and it's just one of the many wonderful products that Yuri International has. Yuri gives you a lot of value for your money at very low prices. And also, as Rick Adams has mentioned, there's a very good lucrative business opportunity involved mm-hmm. also.
Yeah, and many people have been calling and responding to the advertisement that we've put forward here and have become first-time buyers, and also some of them have just inquired but have not bought, and just out of curiosity. And I know that today it's very difficult to convince people to change to a new product, you know, Barbara. They're so used to their old ways, you know, and people are so used to living, you know, on one system, and then they find out that that system's not doing it for them, but they're reluctant to change. And, you know, with Yuri, it hasn't been that way, really. You've gotten quite a good number of responses for the short time that the network on my program has carried the spot. And I think that's great. You know, not everybody has renewed, not everybody has bought more products, but they have at least listened and made the switch. You know, people today are very reluctant to try something new. And it's very difficult, as you know, to change people who are set in their ways. As a matter of fact, my good friend and co-host here on Friday night, Scott Smith, told me he finally decided to try a while ago now, about 3 weeks ago, the oil of oregano. And as you know, oil of oregano is one magic product. It's in nature. It's in the Bible. It's something that's been used for millennia. Well, he did, and all of his problems, his congestion, his, you know, coughing, his allergies seem to have just disappeared within a matter of half a day. And that's what we mean when we say, give it a shot, try it, see if it works for you. And if it does, you stick with it. You know, you eliminate, as you say, doctor's visits, Barbara. You cut down on all of these things, you know, the tests, constant testing doctors like.
Let me add, one of the reasons there are so many health challenges out there is mm-hmm. something people aren't aware of, is that because of the modern diet, which is not including the necessary fruits, vegetables, and berries, people are getting over acid. And you might not understand why you're getting aches and pains, why you're getting acid reflux, why you're getting gout, why you're getting osteoporosis, arthritis. It's because of the diet that's causing an over-acid condition in your body. Now,
right.
The wonderful thing about using greens, and especially organic greens from Yuri International, is the fact that it neutralizes that over-acid condition in your body, raises your immune system, and contains very, very strong antioxidant value that's something that people don't realize. You must have antioxidants to destroy free radicals in your body. Mm-hmm. And so this is just basic nutrition information I'm sharing with you and relating it to Yuri's products.
Absolutely.
Because they're so good.
Yes, indeed. Oh, by the way, to my producer, could you ask Larry if he could hang on till 9:30 our time or 8:30 Central, and we'll have him on the gun issue after? All right, great. He can do that. That'd be great. We have two guests, you and Larry Pratt. But I know you didn't want to spend a whole hour tonight talking about everything that you offer. You just wanted to inform us, obviously.
Yes, and before I say goodbye,
well, you've got time. Go ahead. You've got plenty of time.
Okay, I want you to get a little excited about a subject we're going to talk about next week.
Yes.
This is a subject that's on everybody's lips. All the politicians are talking about things called stem cells.
Yes.
But they are talking about things like umbilical cords and embryonic stem cells,
exactly,
which have great debates, you know, about using things like that.
Sure.
Now, I'd like to share, just to take a minute, to talk about something that's really special. It's called a stem cell enhancer, and it's a natural product that increases your own stem cells that are found in your bone marrow by 25% to 30%. This stem cell enhancer supports the natural release and migration of stem cells in the body, thereby assisting in the maintenance of optimal health. And this is just a little teaser to let you know that this is breakthrough in alternative medicine that is compared to when they first found out that antioxidants were so necessary to destroy free radicals. This is going to be a much greater revolution, and this is a product that is just going to improve your well-being, your health, and basically the first thing you're going to feel is a good feeling of well-being that's going to just make you feel well and start to have a better feeling about improving your health. So that's all for now about that.
Currently, Barbara, this product that you're talking about, which I don't know if it has an actual brand name or not. But
the brand name is Stem Cell Enhancer.
Okay, but that's what I figured. But if it didn't, it would have some interesting, catchy name, and I think that's pretty good. The average person probably never dealt much with stem cells in the last few decades, but as you know, as you've said, it has become an increasingly current topic of conversation, most of it going into the technical field, going into these big corporations and money machines that are interested in taking embryos and using the cells from the embryos to do stem cell research with absolutely no guarantee of promising results. And yet there are the umbilical cord success stories and what has been learned from them on the other hand. And now you're talking about something that doesn't involve either of those.
No,
it involves going right
natural.
Into the stem cells of the body naturally. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's a food, and it's amazing, and it's reasonably priced, and it's something that I just can't even reveal any more about it, but for now, it's going to be on national syndicated newspapers, magazines, and on. It's still in pre-launch, but it will be available. And
I'm willing to be right there on the bandwagon initially, give it a try along with yourself, and then if it does what it says it's going to do, be a living, talking, breathing advertisement for it. How's that sound?
We'd love it, and you will love it. You are going to be the best testimony because I myself can't believe the increased energy I'm getting just from this natural product, because I don't even have any health challenges, but everybody needs extra energy and wants to feel that euphoric feeling of happiness and feeling good all the time. And it's amazing when you stimulate your own stem cells, which is stored in your own bone marrow, 25% to 30%, how good you can feel.
Fantastic. Can you spare a few more moments till the bottom of the hour? Stay with us. We got to take a break, Barbara. Do that. We'll be right back, folks. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
All right. Okay, folks. Barbara Mulgrum has consented to stay another 7 minutes. Right, Barbara?
Oh, certainly.
Wanted you to stay for this reason, all right? And that is that you mentioned the all kinds of viruses, flu viruses, that the URI product that you have been talking about from the beginning has helped with. Now, you know, we've been hit with headlines every day now, virtually, in the major press about this flu virus, H5N1, this strain of birds or people or what have you. And now we're told, you know, people have it in China, Red China. And, you know, George Bush has been over there. So maybe we ought not let him back in. That's what
right.
I'm thinking. But, you know, in addition to that, what's his name there? Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, has basically, been telling us that we are ill prepared for the next flu pandemic. And that means this particular one. Now, why is it that people like yourself and organizations, businesses like URI, cannot seem to simply offer their products to make Americans healthier and more resistant to any of these viruses?
Well, basically we can, you know, and if you do get a flu shot, you want to make sure that it doesn't have mercury or aluminum in there, which can make you more toxic. So Uri International has a wonderful alternative that has 8 different herbs and different antioxidants in there and immune boosters that's going to make your immune system strong and kill that virus or bacteria. I mean, things like echinacea and astragalus and poja arco and cat's claw and acerola cherry, all natural and all organic. One of the best things we have is this really good special type of garlic that's very, very powerful against viruses and bacteria. And so this is a product that you could take in small amounts, 1 or 2 a day as a preventative. And then if you should get hit with something before it takes hold of you, if you increase it to 2 capsules, 2 or 3 times a day, you're going to wipe that bug out within 24 to 48 hours without going through all the suffering and pains and all that you usually get when you get a flu or virus.
So why is it that Health and Human Services doesn't talk to Uri International and Dr. Ingram and other of our great sponsors that know how to deal with this pandemic?
Well, basically, the pharmaceutical companies are the ones who would really like to share their flu shots with everybody because of course, it's more profitable than sending people to an organic company to buy natural products.
Yeah, and yet it's so deadly. Look at the victims now of Tenaflu that have been found in young people also. You know, this is goes with the territory.
And if people would change their diet so that they're healthy all the time and not just wait until they get a flu by using things like our very strong antioxidant Beyond Berry, our complete food, and even a product that I'll share with you briefly. It's called Live Pro HSBO. What it is live soil-based a probiotic. You might know something similar called an acidophilus, but this product balances the intestinal flora so that your body is in balance and can fight off bad bacteria. This product has 10 billion live soil-based organisms. And if you've traveled out of the country, if you've been on antibiotics, if you drink strange water, your body's going to be out of balance. And this is a product that's going to help digestion, help the colon, and just help you feel healthier. So that's another one of Uri's wonderful products.
Excellent, excellent. And now for people who are still interested in learning more, haven't really given it much thought, now's the time of year, and also a Thanksgiving week here, might want to give you a call. And what's the best way they can do that, Barbara?
That's 1-800-543-6606. That's on the East Coast. So, you know, California people, if you're calling 3 hours earlier, you're not going to get me.
All right. Okay, and it's 800-543-6606, right?
Correct.
That is the number, and Barbara, I am anxiously awaiting when we get together again to really get into and blow the lid off this new product of the stem cell enhancer, and I think that is going to be a major product in the new year for all of us.
And basically that's what all you're going to be hearing about all over is natural stem cell enhancers that's going to make a difference in your health.
Amen to that, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara Mulgrum, for being with me from Uri International. I'll look forward to it. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Barbara. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The word is out, and I appreciate people who do at least take a look at the product and try it for themselves. And those of you that have had success, you're welcome to talk about it. But we are going to switch gears in a few moments. When we come back, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, will be with me, I'm told, to talk about his great organization and what's up in the United States with the Second Amendment. Rick Adams, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now at the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Yes, indeed, that's what it's all about, talking real issues with real people. And no scripting, no nonsense, none of that. And right now, it's my pleasure to introduce to my microphones Mr. Larry Pratt, of Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Hello, Larry.
Good evening, Rick.
It's been a long time since we saw you when you were in Providence, Rhode Island, a number of years ago.
It has
been a while. I don't know if you remember.
It's good to be with you now. Thank you much for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And, you know, we had Dave on last weekend, Dave Workman. I'm sure you know him from the Second Amendment Foundation.
You bet.
And, you know, he just touched on this San Francisco ban. And I don't know, you know, what you've been doing, as I'm sure you've been doing a lot about it, but tell us exactly what your perspective and your group's perspective is on this ban on firearms.
Well, the folks in San Francisco that led the charge on this, and particularly the councilman that put it up on the ballot, actually admitted that he thought this was going to be a just a gesture because it was going to be overturned, because actually the law that is on the books that preempts this was put onto the books by Senator Bill Richardson, who is our chairman, and he was in the state Senate for a long time and was there at the time this thing was done. So he's going to be filing an amicus brief to the suit that's already been launched, and that's going to be considered pretty important because he is somewhat competent to speak to the legislative intent.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that that's going to do it in, and we would certainly recommend that if the legal process, the litigation process, takes more than the 90 days, uh-huh. people have to surrender their guns, that they tell the city fathers, well, I wouldn't tell them anything. I would just ignore them. This is a law that is, if there ever was an unconstitutional and illegal law, this is it. Deserves to be broken, deserves to be ignored, and actually the people that passed it, if anybody goes to jail, they ought to be the ones.
Yeah, there ought to be a few thousand people, flaunting their weapons and telling the police to come and arrest me, and let's see how far they get in court. It's ridiculous that you've got a law in the books, you've got constitutional amendments, and still, some brilliant politician decides that he or she is going to sponsor an ordinance which violates the whole organic law. It's kind of really arrogant to the extreme, isn't
it? Well, it is, and it represents a contempt for the Bill of Rights. We see it not just in the Second Amendment area, where the folks in San Francisco, who we know are a little bit to the left, were willing to vote against the Second Amendment, but they have that same attitude that's typical in many college campuses that says, well, you have a freedom of speech as long as you agree with me. But if you offend me,
mm-hmm.
then I'm sorry, but you can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a ripping part of the First Amendment that's just as arrogant and just as blatant mm-hmm. as what they've done here in the Second Amendment.
Sure. I mean, I think of guys like Rick Stanley in Colorado, who was arrested for obeying the law in his state, carrying his weapon. And in bold violation of the state constitution
Correct.
And statute. So,
Correct.
You know, the thing is, it's like, are we living in America with a C or America with a K?
I think we, the people, are the ones that ultimately have to decide what's going to be acceptable.
Mm. Mm.
That was, I thought, a pretty good answer that Ben Franklin gave to a lady that had asked, what kind of government have you all given us? In that convention of yours, and he said, well, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it.
Mm.
And
we haven't done a very good job as a
nation.
No,
not lately, that's for sure.
No, but let me ask you this, Larry, because there seems to be a mixed view here on what people think overall about the trend. Many people say that there is a positive trend in America today. We've seen some victories. We've seen lawsuits filed, with Hurricane Katrina, people, FEMA and others trying to disarm the public at gunpoint, take away their only means of defense. And we've seen lawsuits filed. Some of them have won, at least the initial rounds. We've seen bad legislation defeated in Congress. Good legislation approved, although not necessarily properly applied, like the new laws pertaining to gun manufacturing exemptions. But overall, how do you see things going right now in the United States of America with the Second Amendment?
Well, I think we're probably doing better at the state level than we are in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
At the state level, just to go back to the mention you made of Katrina, we were called last week by a Representative Scalise, from Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and he was calling very late in their session. It was too late to file a bill that would be a law
mm-hmm.
if it passed, so he filed a non-binding resolution to kind of set the stage for next January,
mm-hmm.
and he found that when he wanted to do something about restoring the guns that had been stolen by the cops mm-hmm. and these incredible confiscations, that he wanted to make sure that the supposed legislation that permitted that to be done would be taken off the books, he found that there were a lot of legislators in Louisiana that had never heard about these gun confiscations. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, he found that some of them were saying, well, yeah, but that wouldn't be good, but how can we do this without tying the hands of the police? Well, first of all, we put a lot of heat on from our members who communicated with their own state rep. And when he went to a committee meeting, he got out his computer, I guess it was a laptop, put it up on a desk, a table, and went to our website, gunowners.org, hit the gun confiscation New Orleans, I think it's called, is the name of that tab, and he played it, maybe 4 minutes worth of video, a couple of different episodes that had been recorded by one, a local television, and one, ABC News, and people's jaws were dropping, and that puppy went through the House with one vote against. Must have been some Looney Tunes from Birmingham or something. And then the other, they suspended the rules in the Senate and passed it unanimously. So the governor is now on notice that we're going to pay y'all a visit in January, and we're going to get that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very encouraging development. And that, of course, we were just delighted that the Internet proved to be such an important element in what Representative Scalise was able to do down there in Louisiana, because we ourselves had not seen either one of those newscasts live, but they were sent around on the Internet. We saw them, picked them up that way, and now they're on our website. And my goodness, what a team effort that yielded some pretty satisfying results.
Yeah.
Now, in the Congress, we have seen the renewal of a plastic gun ban. We have seen an inability to pass real pro-gun legislation. There was a partial exception. A bill passed, became law, that would hopefully stop predatory lawsuits, although our concern is that it's got so many exceptions in it that the current lawsuits will be able to continue. And whether it's a good bill or not, it passed with, or an effective bill, it passed with a requirement that gun dealers sell trigger locks, which is a terrible idea. First of all, it's unconstitutional to tell a retail dealer to do anything from the Congress. They don't have authority. Secondly, it's kind of like a stamp of approval that, well, you really ought to have one of these. And they're going to tax you, that you're going to pay this extra gun tax. And worst of all, perhaps, in the most immediate sense, is these things are dangerous. Don't use trigger locks. If you're keeping your gun from being stolen, put it in a safe. But if it's going to be used for self-defense, you don't want a trigger lock on it.
Right, right. Well, this mechanism, this law that was just passed protecting the gun makers from lawsuits, the one that Bush signed?
That's the one.
That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
And there are some problems with it, in addition to the ones that you have mentioned, I believe. But
yeah, there's an additional amendment that got stuck in that would call for a study of bullets. And our concern is that if they come back with a report that says, well, you know, these hunting bullets, 30-06, 270s, 30-30, they all leave that rifle barrel with such muzzle velocity that they can penetrate the standard body armor worn by police. So best thing is to just ban them.
Well, that's it. Yeah, they leave the nose of the camel in the tent, don't
that's
they?
That's the problem with any of these congressional studies. They're really an excuse to say, well, I'm not sure I got the brass to pull it off just yet or the votes, but I'm going to lay a little groundwork here and I'm going to put my thumb on the study scale, and when the results come back my way, I'm going to cram them down your throat.
We have callers that might want to ask you a question if you'd like to take
That'd
one.
That'd be great.
800-313-9443 is the number, and we're talking with Larry Pratt of the uncompromising, non-compromising, anti-compromising Gun Owners of America, as you can see. And let's take a call from Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
And hi, Larry.
Good evening.
I'm a Ron Paul. He was my representative up to a year ago. But
well, you're doing well.
Forever.
That's outstanding.
What I'd like to ask you, Larry, I was up at a gun show about a year ago, I guess, in Austin, and we were walking through there, and I have a trophy wife and a lovely little daughter that's a university attendee, and these little ladies need things that they stick in their purse to, keep. We have big mosquitoes here in Texas.
That's right. I understand that.
And I saw this little .32 snub nose. It looked like a Saturday night special.
It's
like
a wonder you were able to drive to the gun show in less than a day.
Well, yeah. You know, I have a friend from Alaska that tells me he got claustrophobic when he came down here in a little state's only 800 miles wide and 800 miles long. But anyway, I said, you know, this would be real nice for you or Lori to put in your purse. Cute little gun, and it was $99. I think it's a little more than that, but that's what we got him down to finally. And he said, okay, and she hands him a $100 bill, and he hands her the gun. And I got to thinking, well, you know, I don't know how slick this is. It's a good transaction. There's no paperwork
right.
or whatever. What if this guy's some kind of a little con artist or something?
Well,
he says
that's his problem, not yours, as long as the gun works.
No, but what I'm saying, though, Larry, is what if all of a sudden she walked, you know, 20 feet down the aisle or 50 feet or was getting ready to go out the door, and he said, that Doug's trophy wife just reached down there and picked up my gun and snatched it and put it in her purse, and she doesn't have any proof otherwise.
Of course, he wouldn't have any proof it's his gun at that point, would he?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I've never heard of anything like that happening, and I know plenty of people that have done just what you did at a gun show. I think the same thing that she didn't have a receipt. Well, he doesn't have one either.
Well, I don't know that he didn't have one, though.
Well,
see,
I frankly, those kinds of transactions are not ones that I don't think either party is interested in drawing attention to, because he doesn't want to have the authorities asking, well, how many guns do you sell, say, in a month or in a year? Gee, maybe you're making your living off of this, and you really ought to have an FFL, a federal firearms license.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying, though, Larry, is the possibility exists that they could plant little people like that in there to do just such things and make felons out of people by, you know, I had this gun was laying out there on the deal, and this lady reached over and put it in her bag, catch her. She stole my property, and he might have all sorts of documentation on how he got that gun and this and that and other. That's just, to me, it's kind of confusing.
Well, all I can tell you is I've never heard of anything like that happening. Nobody's, not either personally, nobody's ever gotten in touch with Gun Owners of America and pointed any kind of problem like that. So I think you did the right thing, and obviously nothing happened.
Right.
So,
all right, Doug.
Hopefully you got the right gun, and everything's just fine in the world.
Well, the main thing is, you know, it's been successful. She's had it for a year now, and she hadn't shot me with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main thing that I was concerned
well,
about.
Well, I can tell you're very polite. I can see why.
Right.
just watch out, Doug. You know, don't look over your shoulder after an argument.
All right.
Anyway, all right. Thanks for your call. Larry, I know you really have to go in a couple of minutes, right?
Yes, I do.
So I want to have you come back sometime when you have more time. But in the meantime, I know you have a website, and you alluded to it earlier, I believe, and you have a phone number. Why don't you just tell people now who are interested in
learning more? Well, I appreciate that. Folks can go to gunowners.org, and that's where they can see the gun confiscation in mm-hmm. New Orleans videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we would urge them to join our free list for email alerts. That's how the folks in Louisiana found out about what was going on that day in
That's
their
right.
state capitol, and it made a difference. The Representative Scalise was delighted. So go to gunowners.org, and you can do both of those things there. You could also become a paying member. We're all of $20 a year, and that'll get you a newsletter and other
mm-hmm.
action
mm-hmm.
mailings. And if you
yes.
can't get on the web, then go to call us toll-free, 888-88-6-GUNS, or 888-886-GUNS.
And if they want to email you personally, what is it, L.D. Pratt, is it?
Uh-huh, at gunowners.org.
At gunowners.org. Okay. Larry, I want to thank you for joining me, Rick Adams, on this segment.
Thanks, Rick.
And keep up the great work. No compromises when it comes to our Constitution.
Well, I appreciate your show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, brother. Okay, bye-bye, Larry Pratt. Gun Owners of America executive director, and they're probably the only organization that under Larry's stewardship that doesn't compromise one iota. Maybe some people think that's too much, but you know what? I'd rather be too much for freedom and limited government than not enough. And I thank Larry for all of his efforts. Now, of course, we have to take a break in a moment or so, but one thing I cannot let go by locally in the state of Texas that has to be mentioned, and I'd like to hear some comments on it, actually. And, Doug, you can call back a little later if you want to in the second hour. But in today's newspapers across America, of course, they released this this information, this, if you will, this poll of the safest and most dangerous cities in America. Guess which town was the safest? We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. All right. Well, we're here. Thank you very much. RBNLive.com. And I'm not trying to have too much fun, but it is a holiday week, you know, and I'd like to get off for a few moments before the next hour begins on this really this, if you will, ranking, this ranking poll about the safest and the most dangerous U.S. cities. Well, the most dangerous in order of number 1 to 10, Camden, New Jersey. Detroit, St. Louis, Flint, Richmond, Baltimore, Atlanta, Gary, and Birmingham. How do you like that? Now, on the safest city side, whatever they mean by that, these are, by the way, populations over 75,000 per city. Newton, Massachusetts, right next door to me. Clarkstown, New York. Amherst, New York. Mission Viejo, California. Brick Township in New Jersey. Number six is Troy, Michigan. Troy, Michigan. How's that? Number six, Troy, Michigan. Number seven on the safest city, Thousand Oaks, California. And guess which city in Texas is number eight? My producer is guessing. He said Round Rock, Texas. And according to this, you are right, Paul. You win a free trip to the transmitter room. How's that? Yippee! Can you imagine that? Round Rock. Now, I know there's a lot of you in Round Rock that listen, obviously. And I wonder what they mean. What do they mean by safest in terms of violent crime or what have you? And I guess Paul was saying, my producer was saying, well, you know, it's not the safest. It's not safety from the criminals you got to worry about. It's how they safe from the police who are looking for, I guess, just about every little infraction that they can seize upon. But if you want to call me, I'd like to hear about that because I'm just curious what makes Round Rock so safe. All right. 800-313-9443. That's right. 800-313-9443 is the magic number for this program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. And, you know, I have to apologize because last Friday we had such a busy show, Scott and myself, when we team up, that every time we turn around, we have to go to a break. I sometimes forget to get back to the subject which I was speaking about or which a caller brought up about a particularly important issue. And I've done that. I think we all do it. We're getting older and more forgetful. But in any event, one of our great callers, I believe it was Margie, brought up apparently the planned execution of Christian people in India. And, of course, that has been going on for a long time, the virulent, anti-Christian nature of the Hindus there, and, of course, their religious fervor against Christians and Christian missionaries, Christian intermarriage. So I did want to tell you that we have prayed privately that those lives might be spared. It is a very, very, very sad thing that here in this 21st century, supposedly a time of enlightenment, that we have Christians being killed, anyone being killed, for any reason that obviously is not reason enough to kill. But Christians in particular now, missionaries, are targeted in much of the world. We'll be back. Second hour. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay with me.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.